How did you accidentally get someone in trouble? That's what we'd like to know from you. 833-563-2539. I know we give Porkchop a hard time, but Liv, I mean, sometimes I really think this guy's like a borderline snitch.
Oh,
like the 1,000%. Things he does, he's such a goody good.
He would do anything for like our bosses to like him.
Mm-hmm.
This has nothing to do with the topic. But...
Oh, sorry. Oops. Didn't mean to.
Just accidentally roasting him for being a brown noser and has nothing to do with what we're supposed to be talking about.
Then explain how you got a coworker in big trouble.
All right. So there's someone new that started here at the radio station. It's a salesperson. And they kind of look exactly like someone that DMs me on Instagram all the time. Now, this person that DMs me on Insta all the time is extremely creepy, says weird things like... just unflattering, you know, hey, like, let's meet up. Hey, baby. Hey, sexy. Hey, cutie. And I'm like, no, like, stop. I'm not interested in
and
you.
And he might say some more graphic things like that because you've even shown me them.
Yes. So, yeah, even more graphic things. So this person that got hired, I made a joke to Joe and Mackenzie and Liv. I was like, oh, my gosh, guys, look. This guy that got hired, he DMs me on Instagram, and he's super creepy, and he's weird. And Joe, Mackenzie, and Liv were like, oh, no way, that's crazy. So when they met him, they were very standoffish. Like, Mackenzie, like, turned her shoulder. Liv didn't even get up. Joe was like, hi, nice to meet you. And then I found out Joe told the sales manager about this. Well, here's the thing. It's not actually the guy. I was like, haha, just kidding, guys. Like, this isn't actually the guy that we hired. He's just a lookalike. But Joe and Liv and Mackenzie didn't hear me say the just kidding part.
No, so he never, I swear on my life, that Porkchop, after he was like, oh my gosh, this is a really creepy guy that contacts me all the time, I promise he never said, I'm just kidding, after that. He waited an entire week after we all met him to be like, wait, you know I was kidding about that, right? And we were all like, what? We had no idea. Like,
and
I was rude to him.
And I, trying to protect everybody on the show, I know everybody thinks I'm a big meanie or whatever, but I do care about Liv and Mackenzie and Porkchop the least, but I do care. And I decided I'm going to go up and talk to our director of sales and be like, hey, that new person you hired, you need to do a background check. And I don't honestly think they should be working for our company. Ugh. Because they've been harassing Porkchop both inappropriately and sexually on our Instagram DMs.
So
I'm like, you're asking for trouble, and honestly, Porkchop didn't want to say anything, but I don't think we should have somebody on our sales staff that's harassing him.
So this poor guy, all because of my joke that they didn't hear me, that I was joking, he's had the worst first week ever, and I actually did get him in some trouble. He almost got fired.
He
didn't.
He was in the HR office the other day. I saw that.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I went up there, and I was like, hey, it's just, I was kidding. It's a joke. It's not really him.
Well, that'll be a person that's never going to sell the show. 833-563-2539. Hopefully you didn't do something as incompetent, or I don't even know what the word to say. Like, that was just a dumb move, bro, to do that. 833-563-2539. But how did you accidentally, we're going to give Porkchop the benefit of the doubt here, get someone in trouble? Like, what went down? What was the situation? If you got something, man, we'd love to hear from you next here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.